Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Here we're going to show the sources for the number of judges who sit on the great Sanhedrin and also for the lower Sanhedrin. Mishnah says, Sanhedre Gedola Hayeta Shel Shivim Ve'ehad, the great Sanhedrin had 71 judges, Uktana Shel Esrim Ushlosha, and the lower Sanhedrin would have 23 judges. How do we know that the great Sanhedrin had 71 judges? Answers the Mishnah, Shene Emar, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Israel. The Pasuk says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, gather me 70 men from the elders of Israel, and that is going to be the great Sanhedrin of the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the 70 elders. Umoshe Al Gabehen, and Moshe was over them. We learn from the Pasuk over there where it says, Venaseu itecha, that they'll carry the burden with you. So we see that Moshe was with the 70, and that equals 71. Hare Shivim Vehad, and then we see there are 71 judges in the great Sanhedrin, 70 plus Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shivim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, no, there was only 70 judges, not 71. Moshe was not included in that Sanhedrin. He learns out from that pasuk, v'naseu itecha, that they'll carry with you, that those judges have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, they have to be on a high spiritual level in order to be appointed to the Sanhedrin. U'minayin laketana shehi shel esrim u'shlosha. From where do we know that the lower Sanhedrin has to be 23 judges? Shene emar v'shafetu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. In the pesukim that talk about somebody who was accused of murder, the pasuk says that either the person is put to death, and that is v'shafetu ha'eda, that they'll judge, or that he's found to be innocent, and that is v'hitzilu ha'eda. They're going to, the congregation, the eda, will save him. So we have this word eda over here twice. V'shafetu ha'eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda. So we learn out from here that there are two congregations, two times the word Eda. Eda Shofetet ve'Eda Matzelet. There's a group who convicts the defendant, who judges the defendant and says that he's guilty. And there's also an Eda, a group, a congregation that saves, where they say that a person was innocent. And we know that the word Eda always means 10 men, like we're going to demonstrate momentarily. Hare kan esrim. So we have 20 judges over here. The Eda plus Eda, 10 plus 10 equals 20. We're going to take a brief pause to understand where do we get the word Eda. How do we find that it means 20? Before we get to the 23 number that we're looking for to show us Sanhedre Ketana, we're going to prove that the word Eda means 10. Uminayin le'eda shehi asara. Where do we learn out that the word Eda means 10. Shene emar ad mataila eda hara'a hazot. We say in the pasuk, when talking about the 12 spies who went to Eretz Israel and they gave negative reports about Eretz Israel, that we call them a eda ra'a. We call them an evil group. So there were 12 spies and we're calling them an evil group. And we know that there are two of those spies, Yatzu Yehoshua veKalev, Yehoshua and Kalev, were excluded from that category. They weren't evil. They were the two people who spoke positively about Israel. So 12 spies minus Yehoshua and Kalev, you have 10 left. So we see the pasuk is calling them an Eda, which are 10 spies. So Eda means 10. So that's how we have 20. Now we'll find a way, how do we get to the final three judges to equal 23? U'minayin lahavi od shelosha. Where do we learn out that we add three more judges to the 20? To have a total of 23. Mimashma shne'emar lo tye ahare rabim lera'ot. We learn it out from the pasuk where it says we don't follow a majority to harm somebody, which means that a simple majority of the judges saying that somebody is guilty is not enough to say that that person is guilty. Shomea ani she'ehye imahem letova. But I could learn out from here that maybe I can't learn out that they're guilty from a simple majority, but I could learn out that I could benefit the person by a majority to say that he's not guilty. Im ken lama ne'emar ahare rabim lahatot. If that's true, that I could learn out that a majority is enough to say that somebody is innocent, why do I need the continuation of the pasuk where it says that we have to follow the majority? What's that pasuk referring to? It can't mean that a majority is enough to say that we find somebody innocent, because we already imply, we already deduce that law from the first part of the pasuk. From the fact that the first part of the pasuk says that we don't find somebody guilty by a simple majority. Ah, so we could find them innocent by a simple majority. So what is the pasuk over here, Ahare Rabbi Mahatot, coming to teach me? Lo ke hatayat techa letova, hatayat techa lera'a. So we learn out the decision to benefit somebody is not going to be the same as us trying to harm them. The way we say that they're innocent is different than the way that we say that they're guilty. Hatayatecha letova al pi edehad. The decision to find them innocent, to benefit them, could be made even by one judge, a simple majority. One more is enough to say that he's acquitted. Hatayatecha lera'a al pi shenayim. But the decision to make somebody guilty has to be made by not a simple majority of one, but by a majority of at least two more judges than are saying are innocent. So we learn out from here that there are 22 judges necessary, because we said there may be 10 judges who want to say that somebody's innocent, and 12 judges to say that somebody's guilty, because you need to have two more, and we need to keep as a constant, these two times we say the word edah. There's an edah that says innocent, and there's an edah that says guilty. So that's at least 10 on each. So 10 on each, 10 on each. And we said you need to have two more at least to say that somebody is guilty. So there's 12 that are saying that somebody is guilty. So we have 22. Ve'en bet din shakul. And there's a law, you can't have a bet din that is an even number of judges, because then you can end up with a tie. So therefore, mosifin alehin od ehad, we add one more judge to them for an equal of 23. Harekan esrimu shlosha. We have a total of 23 judges on the Sanhedrin Ketana. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that every single town in Eretz Yisrael has a lower Sanhedrin. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about how big a town must be in order to insist, to require that it has a Sanhedrin. Bekama yehe ba'ir utehere uyala Sanhedrin. How many people have to be in the city in order for it to qualify and to make sure that it has a lower Sanhedrin? Me'a ve'isrim, 120 people. 120 people are the minimum that the town has to have in order to obligate them to appoint a great Sanhedrin. Rabbi Nehemiah omed matayim u'shloshim. Rabbi Nehemiah disagrees. He says, no, if it's only that smaller type of town of 120, you don't need a small Sanhedrin for them. The minimum number of people in the town that you need a small Sanhedrin for is matayim u'shloshim, 230 people, so that each one of the 23 judges could lead at least 10 of those people who are living in town. Keneged sare asarot, which corresponds to the officers of 10 that are mentioned in the Torah. When Yitro was giving Moshe Rabbeinu advice, he said, for every 10 men, appoint a judge. So if I have 230 people in town, and there are 23 judges, for every 10 people in town, I have one judge.